Hey, John, why would a bride want someone at their wedding who didn't want to be there? The decision was between the brother-in-law and his wife, and if he was okay with her not attending, it's no skin off anyone else's back. One of the reasons I hate weddings is the we are the center of the universe mentality, as if no one has ever gotten married before. It's a special day for a handful of attendees and an expensive and boring obligation for the rest. Let's have more Pastor Corey Brooks and less idiots. Okay, the bar's pretty low for you, Pastor Brooks. All you got to do is not be an idiot here, and you're going to be an upgrade. How are you?
Well, I'm going to try my hardest not to be an idiot. So I'm doing great. Glad to be on the show as always.
This is Pastor Corey Brooks from Project Hood, the rooftop pastor building an opportunity center on the South Side, with support from people across the country and from WGN radio listeners. Where are you right now, Pastor?
So I'm in Chicago, but we're getting ready to head to the airport and headed to New York City.
What's going on?
So we're going to be ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange tomorrow for opening up the stock market. So we're really excited. It's an honor for Project Hood to be recognized for our work and the things that we're doing. And so this is a great, great opportunity.
How is it that it came to be?
So when we were at the White House, we met the CEO and we shared with him what we were doing. And, you know, if we ever got a chance to come to New York, we'd love to visit him. And lo and behold, a few days ago, he sent us an email and said, hey, he thought it was a wonderful time to introduce us to the New York Stock Exchange. And so he invited us to come to ring the bell. And so that's exactly what we're doing.
And when somebody rings the bell, there is an opportunity for them or somebody on their behalf to talk about who they are and why they're there, right?
Yes. So I get to do that. I get to tell them a brief story about Project Hood and the work that we're doing to transform this neighborhood. And so I'm going to talk a lot about the Leadership, Economic, and Opportunity Center because what a great place to talk about creating opportunities.
And how long do they give you, Corey?
I think it's a total of 3.5 minutes.
Oh,
so I think I got 3.5 minutes to talk, and so I can get enough in 3.5 minutes.
Wow, that's golden. And obviously, a lot of times we'll follow the markets, or you'll sometimes see the ringing of the bell or the closing of the market. The speech before doesn't always get a lot of coverage, but there are some players there, and I'm sure we'll hear about it here in Chicago, right?
Absolutely. And then after the ringing of the bell, they do a 10-minute interview with you that goes out to all those who are part of the New York Stock Exchange. So that's another opportunity as well to talk about Project Hood and our work.
So what are you going to say?
I'm just going to tell the story. You know, the fact that we've been here and trying to transform this block and what we're doing. Most of what I'm going to say is going to center around the Leadership and Economic Opportunity Center and entrepreneurship and living the American dream. And so that's what I'm going to share. And that's what I'm going to hope that they will be appealing to them. And hopefully we'll garner some more support to be able to do the things that we're still doing.
How much money is this center going to cost you to build?
So this center costs $45 million. You know, it's well worth it. It's 90,000 square feet. It's an amazing facility. Our goal is to be debt free. We have a long way to go, but I'm believing that it's going to happen. But the structure is going up. The concrete is up. The steel frame is up. It's an amazing site. It's humongous, and it's going to be beautiful.
Last we talked, you said there's only 3 cranes up in Chicago right now, and ours is one of them, right?
That's right. And in a few months, they'll be able to see the outer parts, the glass parts being put up on the front. So, you know, we're proud of the fact that when people think about what's building in Chicago and what's being constructed, that one of the sites that they think about is definitely this Project Hood site.
Drop some names, Corey. Who are some of the construction crews and businesses that are putting this thing together?
So, you know, Ozinga Concrete is our biggest supporter. If it were not for them, we would not have the concrete. They donated all the concrete. And so Marty Ozinga and his family, his brothers, we are so grateful for them. And then, you know, you have Metropolitan Steel, who was responsible for putting up the steel. You have Related Midwest and LR Contracting, who have also participated. And, you know, we've had some great companies thus far who have been participating in helping us out. And even Doring Landscape way out in the suburbs is going to be responsible to help do the landscaping part of the building. So we're really excited about all of these different people and all these different companies who have been lending a helping hand.
How much money do you have in the bank, or have you paid? If 45 is your nut, how much are you short?
So we're still short about $7 million. And we're believing that we're going to raise it, and we're hopeful that is going to be done. That way, we don't have to have a delay in the construction. We can keep right on going. But that's what we're going to need. We need about another $7 to $8 million to finish out the swimming pool and the theater. So, got a long way to go. But hey, we've come this far by faith, and we've come this far by people like the great donors who listen to WGN, who have been so helpful and blessing us and contributing and helping us to get this center open, and we're grateful for that.
I think if you pitch, as you will tomorrow, the idea that this is economic freedom, it's entrepreneurship, and it really is what you're going to be teaching there. It's not just a swimming pool and a gym. It's classrooms, and it's skills that are being taught. I think in front of the New York Stock Exchange audience, you may get some donors tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk about, the economic opportunities that we're going to create, the entrepreneur opportunities that we're going to create, the STEM opportunities that we're going to create, the trade school opportunities. So you're exactly right. Those are the things that I'm going to try to drill down on.
You're not going to mention me or WGN Radio by any chance, are
you? Well, you know, you can never not mention John and WGN Radio. I mean, they're our biggest supporters. And if, you know, you've opened up a lot of doors. So every chance I get, I got to tell them, hey, don't forget to listen to John and WGN Radio.
Don't waste any time on us. I want you to pitch as hard as you can what you're doing over there. It's in the 6,000 block of South Martin Luther King Drive. It's in the, I sometimes put it in Englewood, but what's the neighborhood you're in there?
Woodlawn neighborhood. Yeah.
Which, by the way, is one of the safer enclaves on the South Side. You take a lot of pride and responsibility for that. And so kudos to you. And if the city and the suburbs of Chicago become a safer place because more kids have worthwhile activities to do and a vision of how to get out of where they are, well, then everybody benefits from a place like that.
Absolutely. Everybody benefits, and that's what it's really all about, making Chicago the best place that we can make it so that people will continue to love coming to our great city.
Yeah. All right, Corey, we'll be listening and watching tomorrow, and if I wanted to just check you out or make a donation, projecthood.org, right?
Yep, projecthood.org. That's HOOD.org, projecthood.org.
Safe travels, and we'll talk again, Corey.
All right. Blessings, John. Thank you.